By day, Matthew Hunter is a teacher, but in his off hours, he's a full-time member of the Assembly.
I've been on the Assembly just long enough that I don't quite remember what my life was like before I was on the Assembly.
And he holds himself accountable to the same three goals he set in the beginning.
One of my goals was to make sure that I read everything I got, I responded to everyone who emailed or contacted me, and I always did what I thought was right. And so far, I've done everything I thought was right, read everything. I missed one meeting, one scheduled meeting, out of those 3 years, which I'm proud of that. And I've almost emailed and called everyone back. There's been a couple people who have slipped through the cracks.
Like a true math teacher, he says he likes to research before responding, which can take half an hour to an hour per email. When asked why he's running for another 3-year term, Hunter said he agonized over the decision all summer, but just couldn't let himself walk away.
It's been very difficult to even consider leaving right now because we're at a critical time for our city.
And if reelected, Hunter says he has one priority in mind.
To set Sitka up for success for the next 50 years, 100 years, indefinitely. I want Sitka to be successful indefinitely because I love this town. This is home. In order to become sustainable, we need to look very carefully at our entire tax structure, all of our rates. We need to look at all the services we provide and decide what we can afford to provide, what we should be providing.
Hunter says that sometimes means putting forth controversial topics. Earlier this summer, he sponsored a proposal to repeal a sales tax exemption for senior citizens that was met with criticism. But Hunter stands by his actions for the sake of opening up the conversation.
I expected that, and I understand it. However, the only way that we can act as a body and actually talk about any issue is to actually bring it to the table, whether it's popular or not.
Because of Alaska's Open Meetings Act, all debate in the Assembly has to take place in front of the public.
There's no better way to learn about something than to try to change it. Because as soon as you try to change something, everybody who has any information about that is going to be clamoring for their side. Either change it or don't change it. I have learned more from having discussions at the Assembly table on issues that people feel passionate about than I could learn from doing research on the issues.
And for Hunter, he said one of the most valuable lessons has been listening to discontented Sitkins when on the threshold of a hard decision.
Anytime you deal with any service that affects people's day-to-day lives, it becomes a very personal, emotional issue for people. It's a very challenging thing to work through in a way that people feel respected and heard. When we go through that process of auditing our services and our fees and taxes, nothing is more important than making sure that everyone feels respected and heard.
And Hunter has been persuaded by Sitkins to change his mind. He remembers a time last Christmas when the American Legion Hall wanted to host a party for kids, though the hall was a smoking establishment. The hall planned to fumigate the building before the party, and the general code was vague as to whether or not that was okay. Hunter decided it was not. But then he thought about it some more.
It really came down to parent rights and our fundamental right to liberty.
Hunter reversed his decision so the hall could have its Christmas party. But he is adamant about some things. Moving forward, he says all his decisions are based on what's best for Sitka in the long term, even if it's painful in the short term.
We have nothing saved to replace infrastructure that's now failing. We have 50-year-old sewer lines that were wood and have actually rotted through where there is no pipe. We have to pay what it costs to live here. It costs a lot to live here. We all make sacrifices to live here. I don't want to pay any more than I have to, but the last thing I want to do is borrow from future Sitkins. I do not want us to live an unsustainably subsidized life so that in 50 years, no one can afford to live here. We have to have families and we have to have children in this town if we're going to have a healthy community.
In addition to teaching, Hunter is an EMS lieutenant for the fire department and volunteer with search and rescue. But he says that being on the Assembly has been one of the most rewarding jobs of his career.
It's amazing to be trusted to get all the information and have the debates and listen to people and then ultimately make a decision on behalf of the community. That is absolutely an amazing and very satisfying position to be in. And I am very thankful that people elected me 3 years ago.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.